It's Tuesday and Imogen and Raina are already having a wine.
Now it's time for you to do your thing.
Welcome. This is the podcast where Raina and I whine and whinge and complain.
That sounds awful. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Who would want
to listen to that?
Who came up with this?
That does sound awful, but it's not all going to be doom and gloom. We're just going to have a little bit of a look at what's going on in our lives and the lives of those in the public eye.
Absolutely.
And have a bit of a whinge about things that are going on.
And occasionally a whine is necessary. Like, you need a vent.
We all need a whine. It's a type of therapy. It's a way of de-stressing and
decompressing.
Decompress. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Well, for instance, like this week, I'm whining about old men on internet. So that definitely deserves a whine.
And I'm going to have a whine about a very easy thing to whine about, and that's AusPost.
Oh my gosh.
I've got several bones to pick with AusPost.
Yes, I too have bones with AusPost. Right. Well, let's just dive headfirst into it. Right. So I am selling some clothes on Depop and Marketplace because I'm a broke-ass bitch who needs some money and I'm selling literally anything at this point. So I've posted on Marketplace all my beautiful clothes individually. I'm filling up people's news feeds across the country. I have this black, I think it was a jumpsuit, black jumpsuit. I looked fantastic in it, but I no longer require it. I hadn't had any hits on it, so I was just sitting there hanging out. I get a message, which, you know, I think deserves a dramatic reading.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Dramatic. So I got a message from David. Now, look, I should have gone, does David really want to buy a black jumpsuit? But I thought maybe he's buying it for his wife or his daughter or his friend. I don't mind you, David.
You gave David the benefit of the doubt.
100%.
You really did. Mm.
I did. So David comes in with, "Hi, Imogen. Is this still available?" And I've gone with, "Hi, David. Yes, still available." And then he's gone, "You, letting you," just visualize it. He hasn't even bothered to write out the full word. First red flag.
Ooh.
Ooh. "You look amazing. Did you have any other stuff for sale?" And then new message, "Like any bodysuits, panties, stockings?"
He sandwiched the panties between the jumpsuits and the stockings.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, "Let's just, you know, put the feelers out there." And I was with my colleague when I read this and I went, "Oh, so anything that's been near my vagina?"
Fragine.
And I said, "No, sorry, full stop." And this is my first use of punctuation, no capital letter for no. It's like a very blunt message. You get that message from me, you know, I'm not interested. And then he's gone with, "I'll pay good $2, like dollar signs."
He'll pay good dollar dollars.
He'll pay good dollar dollars. "For worn, unwashed knickers." Now, first red flag is actually the use of the word knickers. Just not a vibe. I'm so sorry. Knickers and panties are just too really... they just give me the creeps. I'm not here for it. I do not like it.
It's almost like you don't need to say dirty panties or dirty knickers. Like, they already sound dirty. When you...
Yeah. So I replied with, "It's 7:30 in the morning and too early for this shit. Get fucked."
And that, I think, is the most appropriate response.
Right? 7:30 a.m. 7:30 in the morning and this guy has got unwashed panties on his mind. And look, my problem
is... It's not until 12 p.m.
Maybe it's like one of those 5 o'clock somewhere sort of vibes.
It's panty time somewhere.
It's time to ask for some panties somewhere. And then he's gone, hee hee, "Message me later, babe." Don't call me babe. Also, I should mention that David's like an empty profile. He's got like no profile picture. It's just his name.
Oh, we don't even have.
No.
I do have to say, I saw all your clothing posts come up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm going, whew. I knew you were selling things on Depop, and then I'm like, you know, Facebook Marketplace is a whole nother kettle of fish. So, you know, good for you for putting it out there and dealing with the shit that you can only expect to find on Facebook.
Yeah. And look, so David, my issue isn't with the fact that you are into that. If that is what gets you off, honey, I'm all for it. My issue lies in the methods of trying to acquire such products and services. Mm-hmm. So there are many, many, many locations on the World Wide Web where David could go to acquire these services from someone who's willing, who maybe is a bit more experienced in providing services like this, and would probably be a bit more appreciative of the offer.
Well, here I think there are definitely places on the internet that I'm sure he could satisfy his desire, but maybe there is a business opportunity here to like, you've got your Depops, your Facebook Marketplace, but what about like Knicker Marketplace? we could develop an app here, like
okay, right, I'll get the app designers talking. Yes,
I like your attitude towards this whole situation. It would have been very easy to sort of get real grossed out by him. It's disgusting.
Look, it's grossed me out personally, but it's more grossed me out on the level that I'm probably not the first woman he's messaged, and he's probably got responses like mine from him. Like, my last message to him was, fuck off, you disgusting human.
Mm.
And like, whilst I don't think David is a disgusting human because of what he's into, I think he's a disgusting human for reaching out to young women on Facebook Marketplace who are just trying to sell their black fucking jumpsuits. Do you know what I mean?
Place and a time, like, David, and it's not here. She's trying to sell a jumpsuit.
Trying to sell a jumpsuit, David. I think I'm more disgusted in the behaviour than I am. I don't really care about his sexual desires. That doesn't faze me one iota. It's disgusting that the behaviour has happened on a platform not designed for it. Go to OnlyFans, honey.
I'm still on iota. That's a word we can throw in the pool with knickers and panties.
Oh, you're not a fan?
Not a fan of the iota.
What iota? Where does that even come from?
Who knows?
That's just something my dad used to say. Mum and Trace. Mama Trace? Alan and Trace is what I was trying to say.
I think we can wrap a nice pair of knickers around that story and put it.
Because I posted on my close friend story. I know we keep going. But I posted on my close friend story and lots of people were like, oh my God, get that cash. Get that bank. And I'm like,
that's not the response we need.
Well, only a few of my friends. And, like, obviously, I don't care if people are selling their underworn undies. It's a very, obviously, profitable business.
Well, for sure.
So,
but you're going to go, well, hang on. No. I don't know. I'm no economist, but I'm not sure if it is 100% profitable. You'd have to have a significant margin because you do have to buy the knickers to make them dirty.
Oh, Kmart, honey.
Sell them.
Like five pack for $12.
Well, you know, what kind of dollar was he asking for?
Well, this is the issue. Do I go back to him?
Not him specifically. I'm sure there's like a unionized rate card of like what knickers are going for. This industry should be regulated.
I would do it for $1,000. And when I told my friends this, I was like, I would sell a pair of my unwashed worn underwear for $1,000. They were like, oh my God, that's a bit expensive. And I was like, if he really wants my underwear for $1,000, he can have it, but no less.
Yeah.
No less. Mm. That's my price. There's a price on quality. You know what I mean?
There was some real thought behind making those knickers dirty. This is getting gross.
Look, long story short is please do not proposition people for services they're not advertising on platforms not designed for it.
And I think that is a genuinely valid whine.
Yes, thank you.
You've definitely kudos to you for being able to have a whine about it later and not have to go to therapy. Although I don't know, maybe you have.
No, I haven't. And look, the thing is, like, it's one of those things that, like, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
For sure.
Like it's like
crying to your knickers, and you can sell those for even more. Oz Post, Australia Post, God, they're annoying. They're easy to complain about. And I think everyone has had a whinge about Oz Post before. And it turns out most of Australia is whinging about Oz Post because I looked it up. Oz Post on product review, the website, has a 1.7 out of 5, which is
bad.
Commendable. It's almost commendably low. But even lower, it was like 1.2. out of 5 on Trustpilot.
Right.
We've got reviews from disgruntled customers saying with headlines, I didn't read them, with headlines like continuously disgraceful, Express Post to Perth is too slow. Who cares? fraud, corruption, negligence.
Oh, I like that one.
Some of my favourites are the incompetent clowns have done it again.
Oh, incompetent clowns. That's incompetent very clowns. Much. Yeah, I agree with that. Very incompetent, very clowny sometimes.
And speaking of incompetence, user Miss Moo 92 says, ridiculous, spelt red, Iculus. So yeah, she's a bit incompetent in the
Or is she making a pun on the colour of AusPost's logo?
Well, if she did that, she's smarter than I give her credit for. So good on you, Miss Moon 92. Look, I'm sure all of these people had valid complaints, but like I said, I didn't read them. So I'm having my own whine about how I never actually get parcels delivered.
Oh,
I get
never
little cards. Never. I get the little card in. No, I do. What I'm saying is.
No, I know what you're saying is that they always give you the card.
They never come to the door. Well, never. No, not never. Sometimes they do. It's hit and miss, but it's mainly miss. So I always get the little cards in my letterbox and I hate them. It's the most patronizing thing. It's like, we tried.
You weren't here.
You didn't try. So I always get the cards. Sometimes they come to the door, usually when it's a bigger package. But why should that matter? They're just being lazy. I'm usually home. If I'm not home, Clancy's home. So there's someone home to collect the frickin' parcels. Then, like, it was fine. You know, usually you're like, all right, I'll go get it. But I was getting enough things delivered and this was happening enough that I'm like, I'm going to write an email.
Ooh.
And this is my, that's the only, the point I get to when, like, that's the most Karen I'll go is writing stern but polite emails.
Oh, it's always been there.
To be polite. You got to be polite because you always get more when you're polite. You got to be, you gotta
I
be
have
nice
a topic.
About it.
I have a quick thing. Politely Karened my way via email to a refund from a business that do not give refunds.
Ooh, that's a gold medal at the polite Karening Olympics.
I have a tip for you when you're doing this for things like this. I looked up the consumer law and made sure my wording. Don't you roll your ass at me?
No, well, you know, everyone went consumer law crazy when that what was that show? The checkout. Everyone's like, I know my rights.
Oh, I can do
I've
that.
Got proof of purchase.
Well, what I did was I looked up the consumer rights and I made sure to use language from them, but not exactly quoting them. And I didn't say that this was my consumer right, but I used language like the product is not suitable for its intended use, which is one of the reasons you can get a refund in consumer law. So I didn't say consumer law says you have to give me a refund. I said, look, the product isn't suitable for what it's intended to be. And they were like, I've checked with my manager this one time, we'll give you a refund. I'm like, thanks, babes. Thanks. Because I'm not going to use a store
you
credit.
You threw the book at them.
Yeah, it was a store credit otherwise for a business that obviously just don't cater to me. So why would I want to have a store credit? Anyway.
Unsuitable.
Anyway,
very good.
Karen emails work.
I love polite Karening. Maybe polite Karen is like a Sharon.
Have a Sharon. Yes.
Yeah.
We're Sharoning.
I had a Sharon. Mm. I had a Sharon. I advocate for Sharoning. I've done a couple of Sharons lately, actually. One of them was rice. I bought this microwave rice that was moldy and weird and black inside.
Disgusting.
It was bad. And I Sharoned the company. I won't name them, but I Sharoned them and got myself a refund. A voucher.
A voucher.
Which I can't turn my nose up at, but you know, you get a polite Karen, and you also when you do a Sharon, especially if it's a case like my rice where the product was not up to standard and could indeed be harmful if ingested, you're contacting them and you're letting them know, you know, your product's not up to scratch, something could be wrong, you know, your whole batch could be contaminated. It's really I'm doing the world a service.
You're doing them a favor.
Exactly. Yeah. Hire me, rice makers.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about AusPost.
We were talking about AusPost.
So you Sharoned. You Sharoned.
I Sharoned AusPost because I got to a point where I'm like, I'm not, it's so hit and miss, but it's weird that it's sometimes hit. And it's like, what have I got to get right to make them come to the door? And rather than leave the little card, and it was funny. I got two parcels in a row, like maybe 2 days apart, same handwriting on the card. So it's one lazy driver. Isn't that? That
grinds my gears, Rena. As you can,
you can tell who it was. Anyway, I emailed them something like, you know, this is happening too often. You know, it's not a hard property to access. I got a response, which I did not expect. And at that point, I started sort of like, you know, when you start going, maybe I wasn't home. Maybe I didn't hear them. Maybe they did knock. And it's like, I'll just sort of cancel the request. Too late. They sent me an email and they told me something interesting that I'd never thought of before, but doesn't
the more I think about it, it doesn't quite make sense. In some instances, the postie may not be able to deliver to the door if this means their bike or van is out of direct line of sight, as this compromises mail security. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. You leave your van to go deliver something. Someone could steal, you know, your letters or steal the van.
I don't appreciate this.
But then that doesn't make sense when sometimes they've come to the door.
Yeah.
In those instances, the line of sight, there is, like, to full disclosure, there is no line of sight from my house to the street. So if I had never had a parcel delivered, then, hey, I'd probably accept that and go, well, that's fair enough. You know, mail security, we don't want that mail compromised.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Also, we should note that you've only been in this house for, what, 4 months?
Yeah, only a few
months. And if you've had packages delivered in that four, like if it was a longer period of time, you've had like two packages delivered over like 12 months, I would be like, oh yeah, maybe there's an outlier in this system. But for 4 months and you've probably had countless packages still come to your door from AusPost or from different couriers?
Different couriers, but AusPost have come to the door. Occasionally.
So then this is obsolete. And also, if that's the case, AusPost, fix your security. Like, there's got to be a better way because your job is to deliver.
Lock your van and come to my door. You're going to be gone for like 2 seconds. Just lock the van, come up to the house, out you pop.
Oh my God. I could go on for it. And look, honestly, power to the AusPost people. They've been fantastic over COVID-19. I had many ASOS deliveries to my door over COVID-19. And I think,
they've held it together.
They're a great service for when it works, essentially.
When it works.
And when we're in a global pandemic and I can order online, they're a great service.
Speaking of systems and services that work, clearly their feedback system
doesn't
work. It works more or less. But, well, no, it doesn't really work. I haven't had much improvement. But I kind of got a bit frightened when she's like, this is Chantel, by the way. She was something about she's going to contact the delivery depot and then they're going to address this with the delivery driver concerned. And I'm going, oh, God, we're going to get, you know, Joe Blow involved. He's going to get a slap on the wrist and then Mr. Handwriting, you know, he's going to come to my house, know where I live and be like, this fucking bastard.
You're never getting packages delivered ever again.
What is getting you through the week, Imogen, which we should probably preface with, this is going to be a regular thing every week. You know, we do a lot of whining, but there's got to be something that gets you through. Is it a song? Is it a TV show? Is it some piece of popular culture? Something that keeps you going. What is it for you?
For me, this week, well, we're doing music this week, and for me this week, it has been the Hamilton soundtrack. And look, it's been the Hamilton soundtrack for a few months. But this week specifically, the song Satisfied, and because I officially booked tickets and a hotel in Sydney to go and watch it, and I'm really excited. And that is...
Full disclosure, I've never heard any Hamilton. I've never seen it. I know it's on Disney Plus, which I need to watch.
When you come down, we will watch it and I will wrap it for you word for word.
I'll try and watch it before then. I don't know when
even
I'm
better.
Down.
Well, that is a travesty. I'm definitely going to see it. So it's more so getting me through the week knowing that now I have something to look forward to. So for like all of 2020, I'm not a huge traveler or a big trip person, but for all of 2020, I didn't have anywhere to go and anything to look forward to. And I'm genuinely really excited to put on a face mask and sit on a budget flight for an hour and a half to Sydney. Like nothing.
That sounds amazing.
Doesn't it? Like, you know, 18 months ago, you told me that I had to sit on a budget airline flight from Hobart to Sydney and I would have had a few words. Like, and now I can't wait. Give me the little tiny soft drink cans. Why are soft drink cans smaller on airplanes? Give me a tiny soft drink can. Give me the Bickies and cheese. Give me overpriced baggage. I am well excited. So this has been getting me through because it is adjacent to something I'm looking forward to. So let's have a jam per se.
Just you wait, just you wait.
So this is what it feels like to match with for someone at your level. What the hell is the catch? It's the feeling of freedom of seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin with the key and a kite.
You see it, right?
The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement.
It's a dream and it's a bit of a dance. A bit of a posture, it's a bit of a stance. He's a bit of a flirt, but I'ma give it a chance.
I asked about his family, did you see his answer? His hands started fidgeting, he looked askance.
He's been penniless is fine, but it's in his pants.
I get the point.
I've stopped it. I just had to. The penniless bit is the best bit. Okay.
Well, for someone who's never heard of or seen Hamilton, it doesn't do much for me, but I'm glad that's getting you through the week.
Thank you. Do you know what it's about?
Vaguely.
Yeah, go on. Describe the plot in 5 words.
Oh, there's this guy who goes to Hamilton Island and he raps about things.
Look, you know what? Yeah, sure. Let's just.
I think I'm going to be very satisfied when I see it. I've nailed that.
Okay. Raina, what is getting you through this week? What song is doing it for you?
I'm not sure if it's getting me through it, but it certainly made my week. So Gabriel Gundacker, I think that's how you say his name, is a he was a viner, and like now he's sort of made the move to TikTok.
Oh, incredible.
TikTok. And he had a vine a few years ago, and he created these fake the unofficial Wii Sports soundtrack, and it was like, what if these sports were in Wii Sports? What would they sound like? So there's like Wii Curling, which I want to play a bit for you now.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of my favorites.
This is 100%, Wii Curling. This is 100% what it would sound like.
It's on point, right? And I was listening to
these
today.
The bells in the background, sort of Christmassy?
Yeah.
Because it's a winter sport?
Exactly.
Oh.
It doesn't stop there. We've even got Wii Snorkeling.
Stop it.
Isn't it amazing? These have just made my week, so...
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to put the visual up of me open mouth excited when I heard this. That was incredible. This is absolutely what snorkeling would sound like. I can just imagine now, and you've got to, like, snorkel through rings and, like, move your body.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And, like, the Wii
remotes.
Come up
for air, otherwise you drown.
Yeah, and you've got to hit the up button to go up for air.
Anyway, that's what's getting me through this week. A little bit of Wii snorkeling. I just like playing them around the house. It just sort of adds this strange ambience.
Can you do like a Wii vacuuming? I would really enjoy that.
Wii vacuuming.
Just while I'm cleaning the house. Wii doing loads of laundry. And Wii doing the dishes would be fantastic.
Wii washing.
Wii washing. Oh my gosh. And they can be for washing clothes or washing dishes or washing floors.
Mm. Wee washing.
Fantastic.
They are the three things you wash.
Yeah. That's it. Just those. Oh, maybe myself.
Clothes, dishes.
Occasionally myself.
Washing. Wee sponge bath.
Ah! That'd go off at the nursing home. People would love it.
Wee dirty knickers. All right, let's get to our weekly whack.
Our weekly whack. This segment, our weekly wag, is where we're going to bring 3 things each that we found for the week that is a little wacky, a little different, something we want to talk about, pop culture, TV shows. Mine's something to do with food.
I think it's becoming abundantly clear that not everything is going to be a wine.
No, which is good.
No one needs to hear us whinge for 45 minutes.
No, and no one wants that. And we don't want you to feel like that, you know?
Exactly.
We want you to have a wine with us. And then
exactly.
Be lifted up at the end, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to reflect on how weird this world can be. And
absolutely.
Imogen, why don't you go first? Give us your
okay.
Whack.
Okay. My first whack is, and wait for it, a TikTok, funnily enough, I don't think it needs explaining. I'm just gonna show you.
Toe beans.
I'm gonna replay it one more time.
Toe beans.
Isn't that the best thing ever? Tell me that's the
funny.
Best.
It's it's. I mean, this.
For those who don't know, and hang on, he's just here. I have 2 cats. This is Harry, named after Harry Styles, who is also coming up in the whack. Hot tip. Okay, bye. And then there's also a little fluffy black and white guy hanging out somewhere. His name is Spencer, after Spencer Reid from Criminal Minds. Obviously.
I think it's safe to generalize your 2 biggest, I guess, passions in life would probably be, would I be correct in saying cats and Harry Styles?
Oh, yeah.
And you combine the two in your cat named Harry. And then the video you just shared with me was quite clearly a cat's paw.
Oh,
and,
yes.
The lyrics were Toe Beans replacing Jolene.
By Dolly Parton.
By Dolly Parton. So
that just that could have almost been getting me through. You know what I mean? It was just.
It could have been getting you through. And look, I like that you've brought it up as a whack, but it kind of highlights just, it feels like that kind of millennial humor that we were discussing earlier in the week, that we probably want to, we're not sure whether we fit into that box or not. But yeah. That's a discussion for another time.
It's just, in the video itself, like the cat is like spreading its paw, right? Like if you like spread your hand and all your fingers apart, spreading like that, it's got it up in the air and the guy is zooming in on this cat's paw. Zooming in on this paw by the song Toe Beans plays. And
it's,
yeah.
I'm glad it amused you. I think it amused you more than, look, whatever floats your boat.
That, Toe Beans. Just know that that's what my For You page is. That Sebastian Stan, Harry Styles, and look, occasionally a makeup video. That's my For You page.
Something that's more whack than Toe Beans is what Banjo has done to the traditional meat pie.
Oh, now I've got to get up again and go and get it. Una momento.
Yeah, you do.
So Banjos, for those that don't know, because I snapchatted my friend earlier who lives in Melbourne about said Banjo's pie. Banjo's is a bakery in Tasmania. They have a few locations on the mainland. Mm. I'm out of breath again. No,
don't know where. Not worth going to.
Anyway,
I've angered a lot of Tasmanians with that statement.
It's the most well-known bakery in Tasmania, Banjo's Bakery, and they are very good. There was one right outside our uni. We ate there regularly.
Until I got a weird-tasting muffin. I was going to say mushroom.
Did you? I haven't heard this.
A weird-tasting muffin. Yeah, I was a Banjo stan, remember?
Yeah, I liked
Banjos. I raved about Banjos. It was, you know, this new novel thing only Tasmanians were privy to, that and legs and breasts.
Oh my God. That's another segment. It's an element.
But yeah, I had a bad muffin once. It was something, some gloopy lump in the middle that tasted funny. And then I tasted it for the rest of the day and I'm going, you know what, Banjos, your quality standard is not high enough. That was like a $7 muffin. And I'm going, $7 for a muffin? No.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to forgive them because.
And after that, I didn't go back. But
wow.
I definitely know that they're good at taking the traditional meat pie and throwing it on its head, doing something blasphemous.
Each year they bring out a limited edition pie. So recently, it's been like every year of the last like four years, I want to say. So we've had a cheeseburger pie, which you say you've had. We had a bangers and mash pie, I think was last year. I didn't eat it. And just a palmy pie, which I didn't eat. I haven't had any of these three pies, which is... I'm gobsmacked that I haven't tried them because, as I've mentioned, I'm a Banjo stan. But this
palmy
year,
pie looked all right.
Palmy pie looked
delicious.
I didn't
try that.
The palmy pie was the last one I really like opened my eyes. I was like, oh, I should try that. Never did. This year. Do you know what they've whacked in some pastry this year?
I do, but tell the good people.
They have whacked some lasagna in a pie. The lasagna pie.
The lasagna pie.
Obviously, I went and bought one before the podcast. And if the oil stains on the bag isn't anything to go by,
God.
I think delicious, but probably dangerous on a regular basis.
Greasy. Yeah, bad for the arteries.
Now, the Banjo's lasagna pie.
We're gonna get this live experience, aren't we? Well,
You're not. I'm so sorry. It sucks to be in Melbourne, doesn't it?
I'm not gonna get to try it at all, which is a real shame. I'm genuinely disappointed that I don't get to try the lasagna
it's
pie.
Fucking hot.
But all right, let's walk people through this. It's out of the bag. It's been in the oven.
You know what I have to do? Yeah, I have to get a knife and fork because it's too hot. I'm gonna do it. I have to knife and fork it. I have to. I'm sorry. It's a disgrace, but I have to.
Who does that?
Knife and fork acquired.
Now that's why you don't put it in the oven to reheat. You've got it to boiling temperature.
Yeah, but if I put it in the microwave, it would have been soggy.
Yeah, no one wants a microwave pie.
All right. I'm cutting
into
it.
Tuck in and give us what does this lasagna pie taste like?
Oh, my gosh. So first things first, crispy top with the cheese. But when you cut into it, that cheesy sauce, what's it called? Put it on cauliflower.
Bechamel.
No. Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, bechamel on top. That's what I'm seeing when I first cut into it, is bechamel sauce. And then we're cutting it open as we speak. Delicious. I'm obsessed already.
Hang you on. Haven't eaten it yet.
No. Oh, the smell when you cut into it.
I'm very hungry and you're not making it any better.
Here, look at this.
I can't see. Oh. Is it layers of pastry or is it layers of actual pasta?
I'm going to say it's pasta. I'm hoping. Well, I'll let you know.
That's so
all right,
weird.
I'm just going to shove it in my mouth now.
Well, it's hot. Be careful. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. I just watched. Oh, my God. I can see the moment you burnt your tongue. That was... I'm surprised you're not doing that.
That's not too bad. Oh, my God. It's editing image in here, and I just want to apologize for those sounds of me eating. Oh, I am cringing, but I feel like it really adds to the experience, so I'm leaving it in. So back to your regular podcast. My mistake. Holy
hot
fucking
pie.
Shit. Holy far out.
You like it then?
I love
all right.
It. The bechamel sauce. Look, there is probably a bit of, you know, the bechamel to lasagna ratio. It's sort of just a bechamel pie. But I think it is pasta in the middle and not layers of pastry.
Who would have thought to put lasagna in a pie? Mm. Honestly.
I don't know what else I can tell you about it. It's bloody delicious. The tomato, like, saucy mince filling hits the spot, which makes sense, I guess, because you put meat in a pie. So meat and a lasagna in a pie sort of makes vague sense. The cheese on top is not so like I was expecting, but delicious. Why did I not try the parmy pie? This is going to be my kryptonite now. This is the end for me. This is the end. Goodbye, my life.
Lasagna pie. Ridiculous. And I'm sure that set you back, like, what,
$10? $7.90.
See, too much. A pie should be no more or less than $5. Well, it can be less, but no more than $5.
But where else are you going to grab a lasagna pie?
I don't think I need one.
They've got no competition. There's no competition to bring that down, honey. Anyway, there you go. My live review. Delicious. We'll let it cool down and then hello dinner.
Yeah, good. You've got yourself dinner. That's good to know. Are you gonna
sorry,
keep,
I want okay, it again. I'm
going
to stop. I'm stopping.
That's okay.
I'm stopping. But oh my God, I can't. It's so good.
Lasagna pie is certainly whack. Mm. I think that's very justified on the weekly whack. I'll have to take your word for it that it's good. I've got a weekly whack. Both of us are very much fans of RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race, you're the best woman win.
Best woman win. Yes, and this week, last week, whenever it was, first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under came on to Stan.
It
yay.
Did. Yes. It was everything I hoped for.
So it's a bit unceremonious, isn't it? You know, like it aired, the first episode aired,
yay.
But it didn't. It was probably just
we
uploaded
have it.
To Stan.
Someone just hit, some intern probably just went, yep, go.
But thank God they did, because it was a cracker of an episode. We met all the queens who I've forgotten all their names, but one of them is called Karen from Finance, which I think is hilarious. It's a very funny name. There's
it's
always
incredible.
Karen in Finance. As it turns out, there's even one working on RuPaul's Drag Race
is there really?
Down Under. There is a Karen in Finance. Someone has found, they actually watched the credits.
Oh my God, they're committed.
And there is a Karen in production finance. So there is literally a Karen from finance.
That is the best thing to come from this show so far. I mean, we've only had one episode. Do you reckon Karen from finance knew that there was a Karen from finance and vice versa?
I genuinely hope so. It looks like her name's Karen Evans.
Mm. You've done some stalking.
I feel like I'm not deep enough in. I feel like every season of RuPaul's Drag Race takes me...
Yeah, it takes a hot
4 to 5 episodes before I know all of the queens by name. They're very hard to remember.
It takes you time to realize all their names, what they look like out of drag. Like, I find that really hard
and
to
then,
like, yeah, it,
yes.
vice versa. But yeah, so yeah, it does. You're right. It takes you about
very
4 or 5 episodes to sort of figure it all out.
4 or 5 episodes before you get in the groove, which is
absolutely.
A good thing that it's quite a long season. But yes, there's a Karen from Finance, and next week, this week, today, we can expect a new episode, which neither of us have seen yet, but we're expecting the
I'm
Snatch
well
Game.
I'm well excited. I cannot believe
early.
They're doing Snatch Game episode 2. That in itself deserves something. And in the promo, there was two, yes. Oh my gosh. Next week's whack will be the two queens. I think, aren't there two queens doing Bindi?
There are two Bindis, which is iconic. Bindi is...
One of them's going to bomb. You just know that iconic. One of them's going to bomb. Who's and gonna that's going to be the issue.
That should be the promo. Who's going to bomb Bindi? That sounds...
Oh, incredible. I'm keeping
And that's it. The weekly whack. That's my weekly whack. You've had another one and it pertains to Harry Styles, doesn't it?
Look, it's very quickly. This week, my favourite Harry Styles update account, which I didn't even realise disappeared, came back. All of a sudden, they were back in my feed. Apparently, they were banned. I don't know. I don't follow it. This is not the reason for this. The update account, if you're interested, is Harry_update. And that's the only Harry Up fan account I follow. I did a clean out, but they're really good. And you know what I saw this week? I have to just...
What
I'm
did
just
you see?
Gonna present. He's in the UK filming... Harry, that is.
Harry is in the UK, isn't that? Isn't that where he's from?
Yeah, he is filming...
What a surprise.
My Policeman, where he plays... Wait for it. A policeman. But this photo got me... Fucking oath. Are you kidding me?
He's a handsome man, for
wait,
sure.
Wait, this one here? Sorry, I know this is a very visual medium. He's holding a duffel bag over his shoulder. He's in like 1960s, 50s clothes, smoking a ciggy. Are you kidding?
We're going to have to set some ground rules here. I feel like you've hijacked the weekly whack for a weekly Harry watch. Because what we're looking at here are photos, paparazzi style photos of Harry Styles on set.
This is the
and
one.
There's nothing wacky about it. There's definitely things that are very handsome about it. And
it's wacky. Have you seen this police officer's costume? That's pretty whack. Yeah?
So we've got Harry in a...
What era do you think this is? It's based on a book. I should actually probably just read the book, but...
Like 1930s?
Oh, yeah, 30s or 40s. I didn't say 50s or 60s before. No, I need to read the book.
Oh, it could be later, actually. Well, I can't tell. Is the man standing next to him in the show or is
yeah,
he just...
Yeah, yeah. No, the man standing next to him is in the show.
Okay. Well, then maybe, the 60s, movie. 70s.
Yeah, but he's wearing those, you know, the old school...
Bobby hat.
Well, there you go, Bobby.
Bobbies? What they call them? Bobbies?
Policeman hat. He's in all blue. He's running down a street. Regardless, I needed to mention it because, yeah.
Well, we're going to have to set a Harry quota for you. Otherwise, this is going to turn to a Harry Styles podcast.
I'm sure you wouldn't have any problem with. And we should make a little counter. Like every time I say something about Harry Styles, it's like a little...
There needs to be a tally. And then, a tally. I don't know, you can...
At the end of each episode, I'll be like, the current Harry Styles counter is at 4.
Well, I feel like that wraps up what was a haphazard first episode. It's going
We're going to get
this together. We'll get into a groove.
It's called baby steps. You know what I mean?
Baby steps.
But yes, like you were saying, thank you for sticking with us through the first episode. I've had the best fucking time. You're going to have the best fucking time at Yum Cha.
Oh, I've had a blast. Yeah, Yum Cha. Crap.
Rainer's on his way to Yum Cha, which is why we're wrapping up. Yeah,
very soon.
He's got to leave
to go to Yum Cha.
5 minutes. He's got to be out that door.
I love Yum Cha.
Yes. I have not had Yum Cha for years. I love it too.
Neither. That's why I'm very much looking forward to it.
We'll have the
not
best
ready.
Time.
Got to get ready, but...
5 minutes and counting. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Having a Wine. Next week, we will be whining in your ears again. So tune in.
Fresh wines coming at your ear holes next week.
Yay. Thank you so much. Bye. Oh, follow us on Instagram at Having a Wine, please. And thank you.
Love ya.
Love you.